This is the breaking news that we've been waiting for. Donald Trump just made a statement that directly cratered Elon Musk's stock, the Tesla stock, during his Oval Office meeting with the Chancellor of Germany. Now, this has been an escalating battle between Elon and Trump. Elon has been trying to tank Trump's bill, or kill the bill, as Elon said, and Trump is now striking back directly at Elon's company by confirming they are removing the EV mandate from this new bill, which very much so helped Tesla. So just to run you down what Elon Musk and Trump have said, Elon said less than an hour ago, quote, "Without me, Trump would have lost the election. Dems would control the House and Republicans would be 51-49 in the Senate. Such ingratitude," says Elon Musk. And this follows Elon leveraging arguably one of Trump's best tools against Trump. And let me explain what I mean for just one second. Throughout the election, Trump raked in tens of billions of views on Twitter or X through earned media. Now, Elon is leveraging Twitter or X to say mammoth spending bills are bankrupting America. Enough. This gets 21 million views. He calls it a massive, outrageous, pork-filled bill and a disgusting abomination. 140 million views. He even calls to kill the bill and says, call your senator, lobby against it. That gets 40 million views. So just to back up for a second, Elon Musk is now leveraging one of the biggest and best tools that Trump used for the last cycle against Donald Trump. We are also seeing that Elon Musk, just 10 minutes ago, unfollowed Charlie Kirk, at least 10 minutes ago at the time of recording this video, on June 5th, around noon. So Elon Musk is now distancing himself after benefiting greatly. And Trump even admitted during his Oval Office meeting, which we'll watch in just one second, that, hey, Elon, I've helped him a lot. I've helped Elon a lot. He then says, Elon's upset because we took away his EV mandate. As Trump says this, the Tesla stock drops 10% in one day. 10% in one day is an absolutely insane, absurd drop. You just saw that, right? It just dropped even more. This is intentionally inflicted damage against Elon Musk done by somebody who was just buddies with him less than a week ago. They were standing in the Oval Office together. And this is what happens when you clash a bunch of unpredictable, egotistical narcissists. Elon Musk very clearly has an addictive personality. And because of that addictive personality, he's been on a drug binge. He's been tweeting a lot. He's addicted to the views and the attention. Now he's addicted to political power. And if you don't think he is, then just think about all of the political power he consolidated and leveraged throughout this election. And then when he said he was retiring from politics, he said he was done from politics. Less than 48 hours later, he is already leveraging the same platform and getting this same attention. Let's watch Donald Trump talking about the EV deal.
And, you know, Elon's upset because we took the EV mandate, and, you know, which was a lot of money for electric vehicles. And, you know, they're having a hard time, the electric vehicles, and they want us to pay billions of dollars in subsidy. And, you know, Elon knew this from the beginning. He knew it for a long time ago. That's been in there. That's been, I would say, J.D., that hasn't changed. That's been right from the beginning. Mr. Secretary, that hasn't changed at all, right from the beginning. But I know that it disturbed him. He wanted, and rightfully, you know, he recommended somebody from that he, I guess, knew very well. I'm sure he respected him, but to run NASA. And I didn't think it was appropriate. And he happened to be a Democrat, like totally Democrat. And I say, you know, look, we won. We get certain privileges. And one of the privileges, we have to appoint a Democrat.
Wow. I mean, I don't even, they're just blatantly talking about the corruption and they're trying to out-corrupt each other. Elon Musk is now trying to out-corrupt Donald Trump, and Trump goes into the Oval Office. He says, I'll out-corrupt you. I'll look into the cameras and talk about our corrupt NASA deal and the fact that the EV mandate is being taken away. Now, there are a few different rumors as to why this is happening, and we can safely speculate that it's all of these in a different way. First of all, what broke the camel's back here is that Trump withdrew Elon's friend from NASA. We just heard Trump talk about this. Trump says it's because that dude was a Democrat, but Trump already knew that. These were public donations that the Trump admin had seen months ago. Trump did Elon Musk a favor and appointed his friend as the head of NASA so Elon could get, you know, some favors from NASA. And after Trump withdrew him, Elon was pissed. But after that, the EV deal was like the final FU to Elon Musk. He's like, I'm pulling the EV deal that Biden put into place out of it. It's done. The EV mandate is dumb and done. And that was an FU to Elon Musk. Here's Trump openly just admitting, I've helped Elon a lot.
He knew every aspect of this bill. He knew it better than almost anybody. And he never had a problem until right after he left. And if you saw the statements he made about me, which I'm sure you can get very easily, it's very fresh on tape. He said the most beautiful things about me. And he hasn't said bad about me personally, but I'm sure that'll be next. But I'm very disappointed in Elon. I've helped Elon a lot.
He has helped Elon a lot, and that is our point. Trump is admitting it right there. He's giving the game away. Ever since Trump got into office, 40-plus investigations into Elon Musk companies have been paused or halted or slow-walked. And I know I repeat that statistic a lot. It's not because I want to be repetitive. Well, I do want to be repetitive. That's the way that you show people, you continue to hammer home that Elon Musk is corrupt as hell, and he leveraged. You can see the ROI play right here, the return on investment play. Elon Musk leveraged $200 million of wealth, got Trump elected, saved billions of dollars in contracts, and it's also, even beyond the money, a game of attention. Right now, we live in the attention economy, where people are trying to capture your attention in any way possible. That's why Trump is so good at playing the media. If he's good at one thing, we know that he's good at PR and capturing attention and getting headlines, and it's because we are in an attention economy. Now, Elon Musk, part of the reason why Twitter was so beneficial for him, as I said earlier in the video, is because he was able to get that attention. He bought his way into being the most famous, most viral man on the planet, and now he's leveraging that virality and the views to make it a vulnerability for Trump and his big, ugly, costly bill. Let's read some of these. After Elon said, I can't stand it anymore, Ed Krasenstein said, it's crazy to me that all of these Republicans voted Republican in order to balance the budget, but when it comes down to it, they don't really care. It's all just about what Trump wants, what Trump says is good. AJ Delgado said, honestly, after you were the reason he was elected, I seriously thought he would be slightly more deferential slash respectful. No loyalty because he doesn't need you anymore. General Mike Flynn, who was a part of Trump's first term, said, it will not get better. The hogs are still at the tro and will refuse to move away from it. Evan Barker said, please stop them from cutting Medicaid. It will literally be a betrayal of the people who put them in office. I voted for Trump, but I didn't vote for Medicaid to be cut. I debated this person on a show on News Nation a few months back. It's kind of funny to see you are throwing the biggest shade at Trump spending now, especially since you were one of the biggest supporters. Is this Lil Tay? Why is Lil Tay getting involved in politics on Twitter? All right, I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. Someone said, we tried to warn you. Trump only cares about himself and his wealthy friends. We cannot let them get away with this. Elon Musk is now pulling almost 1 million likes and over 130 million views, pushing back against Trump. Let's leverage this. Let's use this wave to push back against the bill and to make sure people see the dysfunction and chaos happening in DC with the richest people while they get nothing. None of what Trump promised. I'll leave it at that. So yeah, again, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.